you tell a little about yourself?
Abhishek Manandi from India.
I was born actually in London, England.
I'm a journalist by profession.
I'm 20 years old and I'm a student of physics. My dad, who taught me the art of radio.
Listeners special.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Salam, dear listeners, and warm greetings to you all. Welcome to this week's edition of Listeners Special on this beautiful Sunday, March 20th, 2022. I'm Atefe Erfani, hosting this program today. Listeners Special is the Sunday program where your views are presented through emails, letters, and messages. So contact us and tell us what you think about our broadcast. Tell us which program or programs you like the most. If you have any message for our great listeners around the world, then you can record your voice, send it to us, and get your voice heard. Please do remember, Listeners Special is your program. It's your views that are important. And guess what? Yes, today is the last day of the Iranian calendar year 1400 Solar Hijri, which means tomorrow is the first of the Iranian month of Farvardin. Yes, the beginning of the spring and the beginning of Nowruz in Iran and, of course, some other countries in the region and beyond. So happy Nowruz, happy new Iranian year, and happy spring to all of our great listeners. And here I truly appreciate those of our great listeners who have kindly sent us reception reports, including Rafan Ahmad from India, Alan Willey from Canada, and Lu Di Chang from China. All of them are regular listeners. As usual, many of you have taken the trouble of sending us reception reports. These reception reports are very helpful to us, especially to our technicians and engineers, because these reception reports actually enable us to provide a better service to our listeners around the world. So all of you who have sent in a reception report will be receiving an electronic QSL card from us, an EQSL card from us. And of course, in addition to receiving these reception reports from Rafan Ahmad, Alan Willey, and Lu Di Chang, of course, we've received many emails from around the world, and most of them focuses on Nowruz and Iranian New Year and this great festive Iranian occasion, which is, of course, it's not just in Iran, it's in many countries around the world, in the region and beyond. So let me tell you who has sent us these great emails and messages on Nowruz. Yes, Jayanta Chakrabarty from India has sent us a congratulatory message on Nowruz. Hey, Mercia from the Philippines, one of our regular listeners, has also celebrated Nowruz to us. Richard Cook from the UK has also sent us an email. Rob Den Boer from the Netherlands, one of our old and regular listeners, has sent us an email, and we have received another email. Of course, in this program, this email is from Igor Belevich from Belarus, and Igor has also congratulated us on this great occasion. Nowruz, the beginning of a new Iranian calendar year. Stay with us. Later during the program, I will read these great emails from our great listeners. Welcome back. So here we have an email from Jayanta Chakrabarty from India. Jayanta Chakrabarty is one of our old, regular and great listeners. So Jayanta says, thank you for your kind message. On the occasion of Nowruz, I would like to convey my best wishes to all members of IRIB English Radio. I'm happy to send a Nowruz greetings message to your listeners around the world. I would be delighted if you kindly accept the same. Warm regards from India. Salam and warm regards from Iran, from IRIB English Radio, Jayanta Chakrabarty. And thank you very much for sending us this email and this great, of course, congratulatory message on the occasion of Nowruz and the beginning of spring. Thank you very much, Jayanta Chakrabarty. My colleagues will soon send you an EQSL card as a confirmation. And hey, Mercia from the Philippines has congratulated our listeners and all Iranians on the occasion of Nowruz and the beginning of spring. Hey, Mercia, one of our regular listeners, says hello to IRIB and its listeners. I wish for all the people of Iran, Iranians in other countries, and your listeners a happy Nowruz. It's amazing that this festivity has been celebrated for around 3,000 years. Salam and warm greetings to you, hey Mercia from the Philippines. And please accept our appreciations to you for sending us this congratulatory message. Thank you for sending us this email and this congratulatory message, which is for us, for all Iranians, for our listeners around the world. Thank you for that. Hey, Mercia from the Philippines. My colleagues will soon send you an EQSL card as a confirmation. We are looking forward to hearing from you. And after a short break, I will be back with other congratulatory messages on Nowruz. Welcome back. Here we've received other emails from around the world, from Belarus. We've received an email from Igor Belevich. Igor Belevich from Belarus says, hello, the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran's broadcasting. I have heard about Nowruz before on shortwave and on TV, but I did not know that it is celebrated in honor of the arrival of spring. Thank you for letting your listeners know. Why does IRIB English Radio broadcast at such late time when I want to sleep? Please broadcast at noontime or in the afternoon or in the early evening in English to Belarus on shortwave. First of all, salam and warm greetings to you, Igor Belevich from Belarus. And thank you very much for sending us this congratulatory message on Nowruz and the celebration of Nowruz. And of course, IRIB English Radio and IRIB in general. The Islamic Republic of Iran's broadcasting is the best source to get information about Iran and its culture, traditions, politics, and world developments. As you said, you now know about Nowruz, its celebrations, and the arrival of spring on this occasion. The information you get from IRIB and, of course, IRIB English Radio. About your question, you said, why does radio broadcasts at such a long time. It's a little bit confusing. I don't know which program or programs you're going to listen, or you listen that it is broadcast at such a long time. But generally, IRB English Radio is a 24/7 radio. It is broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 times a week. So, Igor Belevich from Belarus, my colleagues will soon send you an EQSL card as a confirmation. We are looking forward to hearing from you, Igor. And from the Netherlands, we've received an email from Rob Den Boer, one of our regular listeners. So, Rob says, "Dear producer, thank you for your reply by sending me an EQSL. Unfortunately, I don't know much about your festivity or Iranian New Year, but I respect it and I hope to know more about your traditions by listening to your programs. My hobby is listening to unknown radio stations on shortwave and medium wave, and if I can find the contact address, I would like to verify the broadcast, and I hope the radio station do the same to me for my collection. I hope you still want to verify my reception report, and I wish you a happy and healthy Iranian New Year." First of all, salam and warm greetings to you from Iran and IRB English Radio. To you, Rob Den Boer from the Netherlands, one of our regular listeners. What a pity you don't know about Nowruz and the new Iranian calendar year. So, Rob Den Boer from the Netherlands, you can get the information about Nowruz festivity and new Iranian calendar year from our programs that are reliable and authentic. We've broadcast many programs on Nowruz during the years from IRIB English Radio, and we have the archive of these programs in our website at www.parstoday.com/en, so don't miss them. Rob Den Boer from the Netherlands, thank you very much for sending us this email. We are looking forward to hearing from you very soon. So, after a short break, I will be back with other emails and congratulatory messages from around the world. Stay with me. Welcome back. Richard Cook from the UK has sent us an email. Richard says, "Greetings. I hope you're well and have a happy Iranian New Year, Nowruz. I have not been listening to Iran radio." He means, I think, IRIB English Radio, "on a regular basis lately. Some of the broadcasts have low audio and it's a bit hard to hear you talking sometimes. I hope you fix that soon. Hope to hear from you soon." Salam and very warm greetings to you, Richard Cook from the UK. And please accept our appreciations to you for sending us this email and this congratulatory message on Nowruz and the new Iranian year. And we are so sorry that you had the low audio quality. So my colleagues will soon fix the problem so that you can regularly listen to IRIB English Radio broadcast. Anyway, thank you very much for sending us this email, Richard Cook from the UK. My colleagues will soon send you an EQSL card as a confirmation. And time tells me we have to skip to the next section of our program, which is this week's interview, which is conducted with one of our regular listeners. Please take a listen.
Briefly, well, my name is Chris Lewis. I live in Norton, Shifnal in England. And I've been a listener of IRIB for probably about 10 or 12 years. And I have a big interest in Iran and Iranian culture. And amongst my hobbies is, of course, listening to the shortwave and also reading. Right, well, I've learned quite a lot about Nowruz by reading various sources on the internet. Nowruz is, the traditional Iranian New Year holiday, which is celebrated on March the 21st. So, in the English language, Nowruz means new day. Nowruz marks the first day of spring, and, of course, it's also the beginning of the new year on the Iranian calendar. Nowruz is also the most important holiday in Iran, and before the celebration of this holiday, people spring clean their homes and also new clothes are purchased to wear for the holiday. Another thing that happens during Nowruz is people buy flowers, especially the flowers tulip and hyacinth, as they are interesting. Also, on New Year's Day, family members, they dress up in the new clothes which they bought for the holiday and then start the first day of the 12-day celebrations. Elders and other family members are visited, and then the rest of the family and friends. Also, on the 13th day of the holiday, families leave the home and they venture outdoors to have picnic and eat outside. Also, during the holiday, people are expected to visit each other. These are usually short visits and are also reciprocated. On the first day of the holiday, families also gather around the table with the haftsin on or near it. I'll talk a little bit more about the haftsin later on with my information. They then wait for the arrival of spring, and at that moment, when spring arrives, the special gifts are exchanged. Some people believe that what you do on the Nowruz holiday will also affect the rest of the year. So, for example, if a person is kind to their friends and their neighbours, then the new year will be a very, very good one. It's also customary to visit cemeteries in the last Thursday night of the year, also on the last Friday morning, and the Surah Al-Fatiha is also read at that time for the past members of the family and the friends. Now, going back earlier from what I talked about with my information, the haftsin, or the seven S's, that's a very, very important and major tradition of the Nowruz holiday, New Year in Iran. So the haftsin contain on the table, it contains seven specific items, and that starts with the letter S. The items symbolically correspond to seven creations and the holy immortals also protecting those. Food during the Nowruz holiday includes the following. You'll have to excuse me if I pronounce some of these wrong. Sabzi polo mahi, reste polo dolme bag, and kuku sabz. So basically that's what I've learned about the Nowruz New Year holiday. It's been very, very interesting, and I look forward to learning more about it as well. It's been my pleasure. Thank you very much.
Welcome back. As I said, today is the last day of the Iranian calendar year 1400 Solar Hijri, which means tomorrow is the first day of the first month of the Iranian calendar. It is Farvardin first. And of course, the beginning of spring and the beginning of Nowruz. And Nowruz is celebrated in Iran and many countries in the region and beyond. And it's a great occasion. IRIB English Radio, of course, broadcasts many programs on this occasion. We hope you enjoy them all. Anyway, happy Nowruz, happy Iranian New Year, and happy spring to all our dear listeners. So here we wrap up this week's edition of Listeners Special. Please keep in touch with us and goodbye.
Dear listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend just a few minutes writing us a letter or sending us an email. We'll be glad to hear from all of our listeners who have any questions or comments about any of our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. You can also send your emails to englishradio@irib.ir. That is one word, englishradio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at www.pasttoday.com/en. Our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Once again, our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Our profile is also in Facebook. Our address is www.facebook.com/pasttodayenglish. Thank you all for being with Arabi English Radio.